This is the afternoon update from the Western Producer Markets Desk for Tuesday, August 12th. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange suffered major losses on Tuesday after China announced it will impose a 75.8% preliminary anti-dumping duty on Canadian canola imports. Also today, the United States and China extended their tariff truce by another 90 days, further delaying the ramping up of levies on Chinese goods into the U.S. Chicago soybean oil was steady, European rapeseed was lower, and Malaysian palm oil was up. Crude oil was down. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The November canola contract lost $30.50 per ton at $650.30. The USDA released its August supply-demand estimates earlier today. As a result, acreage shifts caused corn prices to go down and soybean prices to move up. Wheat prices were mixed. The September corn contract was down 13 U.S. cents and a half per bushel at 371 and a half. The November soybean contract was up 21 and a half at 1032 and three quarters. The September Chicago soft wheat contract was down 10 at 505. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 8 and a quarter at 510 and three quarters. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up a half at 578 and one quarter. With the Western Producer Markets Desk, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.